Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting. In this program, I am speaking with Alan Noe, who is Director of Communications for Crop Life America. Why don't you, for our listeners, first of all, Alan, tell me what Crop Life America is and what its mission is.
Crop Life is a national trade association that represents the manufacturers and distributors of virtually all the crop protection chemicals and biotech crops used in the U.S.
One of the things that has been very widespread from a news standpoint centers around soybean rust. Obviously a big issue, and people are probably trying to sift through a lot of information. How is Crop Life America involved in getting out good information about this subject?
Well, you know, it was inevitability that rust would come to the U.S. We've known that for some time, and since 2002, we've been working at this on behalf of our membership with USDA and EPA and National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, the American Soybean Association, and other stakeholders to help develop an awareness and education program associated with rust. So when rust hit last year in the U.S., when it was first discovered in the contiguous U.S., it was kind of if there could be a good news, it was the fact that it came here post-harvest. And that's given us 5 months to really ratchet up the information networks and reach out to folks so they're acquainted with what's going on. We testified Wednesday at a joint House Ag Subcommittee hearing on rust and explained much of the outreach that we've been doing. We were pleased to report to the committee that we have nine active ingredients that have been approved for use, manufactured by 10 of our member companies, which are producing some 18 different fungicide products. So we feel that there's been a good response to this because fungicides are the only products that will work against rust at this point.
Well, and when you see something like soybean rust new here into the United States, that is an issue that the growers are going to have of soybeans are going to have to face and deal with. For the companies that your organization represents, it obviously has an impact from a marketing standpoint on not only the product but how they go about marketing, correct?
No question, and this, of course, is somewhat sensitive in that we leave that up to the individual companies to do, but we've been, I think, proud of the way that our companies, member companies, have extended the information to a variety of stakeholders, as we said, ranging from the aerial applicators to the certified crop advisors, right on down the line to get the word out on what this is and how you deal with it and where we go next.
Now, besides soybean rust, anything else right now that Crop Life America is focusing on from a priority standpoint?
Well, we just finished submitting over 1,100 comments on behalf of our allied groups to the EPA on finalizing a rule that they are proposing on whether or not you need a Clean Water Act permit to legally apply pesticides. And our perspective is that EPA has made a step in the right direction by saying that pesticides are regulated by FIFRA, which stands for the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act, and we don't feel that there's a need to bring another bureaucracy into play. So the agency should finalize that rule in November or so of this year. But in the meantime, there have been two members of Congress representing growers and ranchers who feel that maybe a legislative remedy is needed to finalize this to provide certainty once and for all that you don't need this Clean Water Act permit to apply pesticides.
As I've heard through several interviews I've done at NAFB's Washington Watch, which really focuses on legislative issues, it is true that what happens in Washington, D.C. legislatively has a big impact on how companies and even farmers go about their decisions to market their products and services and companies.
Without a doubt. And this is an area where there is perhaps the biggest bugaboo, which is regulatory uncertainty. If you don't have or put it the other way around, if you feel that you might be subject to a huge fine. For example, Clean Water Act violations construe to $25,000 per day per incident fine. So if you're out spraying four or five times, you know, and each one of those could be construed as a violation, you're looking obviously at a huge liability. And as I said, these two members of Congress, bipartisan in nature, one a Democrat, one a Republican, have gotten 30 other members of the House to identify with them as to the need to get this certainty established. And it will have a big impact if they're successful.
Well, thank you very much. In this Zimcast, I've been speaking with Alan Noe, who is Director of Communications for Crop Life America. And with this Zimcast, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.